Today's daf is Chulin daf Membeis. We are at the beginning of the third perek of Masechtas Chulin, perek Elu Trefois on the top of daf Membeis Amud Aleph. But before we begin, I want to say that today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Rebbe Lazar ben Rameir. That's the shul's treasurer, Yitzchak Gross's grandfather. Rebbe Lazar ben Rameir was zeicha to have tremendous Arichas Yomim. He was a Holocaust survivor, a big Talmud Chacham. He was very involved in Daf Yomi himself. He was a Daf Yomi Magachir. So may today's learning be a S'chus for his Neshama. Additionally, today's Daf is being learned with S'chus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza. So the third perek of Masechta Chulin, perek Elu Trefis, is a very large Masechta. It's a large perek. It's actually the size of a small Masechta. And as its name implies, it deals primarily with the halachas of Trefis. So what exactly is a Trefa? There's one pasuk in the Torah that addresses this. The pasuk's tucked away. It's in Parshas Mishpatim. So after you have the halachas of Eved Ivri and Am Ivriya, you have the halachas of the Arba Avos Nezikin, the halachas of the Shomrim, says the Torah, Va'anche Kodesh Tiyun Li, U'basar Basada Trefa Loisei Chelu, La'kelef Tashlicho Noisei. Literally, if you find one of your animals in the field, it was clawed, it was torn apart by a larger animal, the halacha is loisei chelum. You're not allowed to eat it. Rather, what are you supposed to do with it? Lakelav tashlicha noisei. You're supposed to throw it to the dogs. Now, this pasuk is describing an animal that's alive. If the animal's dead and it died because some larger animal tore it apart, it would be an avela. And the Torah says elsewhere that an avela is something that's asur b'achila. That's Chulin 101. So clearly what we're talking about is an animal that's alive. It was torn, quote unquote. It's a trefa, but at the same time, the animal's still alive. Says the Torah that being that it's in a state of trefa right now, that in and of itself says that if you do a shechita later, the shechita does not have the ability to permit the meat of this animal to be eaten. So what's unique about a trefa? Chazal said, what's unique about a trefa is that the animal right now, being that it's in this state, has a defect that is going to cause it at some point to die. And from here, we have a halacha l'moshe b'sinai that says that even though the Torah said the halacha of trefa in one very precise, particular instance, but ten l'chacham v'yech gamoid, that any time an animal has a defect, a mortal defect, something that's going to cause the animal to die, the halacha is that it's deemed a trefa, and if somebody eats from it, he's over the loisase in the Torah of ubasar basada trefa loisai chelo. And the halacha l'moshe b'sinai went on to list, as we'll see in today's daf already, 18 examples of trefas, 18 defects, 18 wounds, 18 medical issues that this animal has, as a result of which we deem this animal to be a trefa. If somebody eats from it, he's going to be over the iser trefa. The Rambam says that even though there's a brisa that says yudches trefas, but the yudches trefas are to perik elu trefas, like the arba avos nezikin are to mesachtes bava kama, or like the lametes melachos are to hilchos shabbos. And that is the 18 trefas are 18 of ha-trefos. So you have avos nezikin, you have av melachos, but avos mechal de'ikatoldos. So it's true they're yudches trefos, but really there are many, many subcategories. There are many toldos to these yudches trefos. In fact, the Rambam did the math for us, and the Rambam said, I counted all the trefos that are listed in Perek Elu Trefos, and the grand total is 70. Says the Rambam, Nimtzu, kol ha-trefos ha-menuyos. If you count up all the trefos, kishayifritu, the Efsha Sheyimtsu Bebehema Vechaya Shivim. And then the Rambam lists literally from 1 through 70. This is the end of Perek Yud Hilcha Shechita. He gives you all 70 trefas. So in other words, although the Torah said that the halach of trefa relates to something very specific, Ubasar Basada Trefa Loisei Cheirlu, says the halach of Moshe Mesinai that one mention in the Torah is Lav Dafka. Rather, you have Yud Ches trefas or 70 trefas. We'll see in the Gemara, different Amiram had different lists and different numbers. The bottom line is, it's Lav Dafka. Stating that, the Rambam does say that being that the Torah mentioned one specific trefa in the Torah, and the other ones are known miter shvapeh from Halacha L'moshe Mesinai, it suggests that there must be something more chamor with the one trefa that's mentioned in the Torah. It plays itself out with regards to the halachas of sfeikos. If you have a sofik and a trefa, so when it comes to a suffix of ubasar basal, the treifa loisa chelu, the literal treifa that's mentioned in the Torah, you'd have to be noyig one way as it relates to a suffix with regards to the other treifas. You'd be able to be noyig a different way. More about that as in the coming dafin. Now, there's a very important machloikis that underpins the entire perigelu treifas, and that is treifa chaya or a treifa ena chaya. So if you ask the man on the street, what's the definition of a treifa? Whether it's a treifa of a behemoth, or if it's a treifa loyalena with a human being. So he's going to say, someone's dealing with a medical condition, a very precise medical condition, as a result of which the doctors or the veterinarian said that this person or this animal cannot live yud beis chaydish. That's the conventional definition of a treifa. And the truth is, that is the halacha. But it's only one shita in the Gemara. The Gemara, and we'll see it right away in the beginning of the parak, brings another mandamar that says treifa chaya. So the mandama that says treifa eino chaya, that means as a result of this defect, person or animal cannot live yud beis chayish. What about the mandama that says treifa chaya? So again, you ask the man on the street, he's going to say, I don't know, maybe the person could be ma'arech yom v'shonen, the animal could live till it's 120 years old. But the truth is, it's a very, very big mistake. Even the mandama that says that treifa chaya agrees that this defect that the animal has right now is going to cause the animal to die. If the defect is not going to cause the animal to die, the animal or the person cannot be deemed a treifa. The shaila treifa chaya treifa in a chaya is whether or not the treifa is going to die within yud beis chaydish or not going to die within yud beis chaydish. The mandama that says treifa in a chaya means in a chaya yud beis chaydish. The mandama that says treifa chaya says more than yud beis chaydish. There's a lashon in the Rishonim later, 2 years, 3 years, but the point is that at some point this animal's going to die. If the doctors say that as far as we're concerned, the prognosis is wonderful and it's just a little bit of an issue, take these meds and the animal can live forever, then it wouldn't be a treifa. So a treifa, everybody agrees, is a mortal defect. The question is, treifa ein achaya, it's going to die imminently within yud beis chaydish, or is the point of treifa that lav dafka, it's going to die imminently, it's chaya, but for sure at some point it's going to have to die. Another thing worth mentioning is that ordinarily you'd think that the reason a treifa is asa b'achila is because you're not allowed to eat an animal that's about to die. But it's a mistake. We just learned the sugya on Daf Lamed Zayin, where the Gemara talks about a behema misukenes. And a behema misukenes, even though Yecheskel HaNavi was machmer, and even though it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that the G'dayli HaChasidim throughout the generations used to be machmer when it came to the behema misukenes, but mi'ikra adin, a behema misukenes is mutter. Which means that if you have an animal that's on its deathbed, it's a geisus, it's about to die, and you shech the animal, as long as it's mefarches at the time of the shechita, machlekes tanav, what exactly that means. But if it shows some sign of vitality throughout the shechita, that would be enough for it to be a kosher shechita. Which means there's nothing wrong with eating from an animal that's about to die. The issue is not that it's about to die. That's not the punchline. The punchline is that it has a mortal defect. That's the point. That there's something very specific, and a specific illness, a puncture in one of its vital organs, as we're going to see, that's causing it to die. The fact that it's enei chaya is the proba that it's the kind of wound that deems the animal a treifa. But the emphasis is not the fact that it's about to die. Even if you hold treifa ein achaya. The emphasis is the fact that it has a particular wound. Once it has this wound, it's called a treifa. And the Torah says, "Ubasa basada treifa loy soy chevo." Just to begin the perek with a dvar agada, and that is, so what are you supposed to do with the treifa? So you throw it in the garbage? The Torah says no. It says in the Torah, "Lakelov tashlicho noisei." And Rashi says this isn't just a suggestion. It isn't just a recommendation that, you know, you're not sure what to do, so we'll give you a few practical options like this. You know how to deal with your treifas. No, the Torah very specifically wants you to go and to give it to the kelev. And the reason is v'limedcha kosev she'ina kadosh baruch hu mekapeach skar kol beryo she'nemar. This is in Yonah deyoyv ulchol bnei Yisrael lo yechratz kelev l'shoyno. When the Yidden left Mitzrayim, so the dogs were, they showed respect to the Yidden. That at the very least, they were loyechretz kalav l'shoyne. Amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, t'nu lo yischaroi, now's the time to reward the dogs for what they did. So this treifa that you're not sure what to do with, lakelev tashlicha noisai. In fact, lakelev tashlicha noisai is such a direct tzivi of the Torah. I saw the Menachas Chinuch, a mitzvah, Ayin Gimel, bothered. How come the Moinei HaMitzvahs didn't count it as a mitzvah? Right? None of the Moinei HaMitzvahs, one of the 613 mitzvahs, are take the treifa and give it to the kelev. Frank the Menachas Chinuch, I don't know why. It says in the Torah, lakelev tashlicha noisai. To me, it sounds like a mitzvah like any other mitzvah in the Torah. It's not just a suggestion, Ayin Rashi. So, Lachur, if this is what you're supposed to do with it, so why didn't the Moinei HaMitzvah count it as a mitzvah? But either way, it says the Torah, lakelev tashlicha. Chanoisai. Devin Ezra on this pasuk says that if you know diktuk, you should be bothered why the Torah said lakelev with a pasach tashlichanoisai, as opposed to likelev with a shva tashlichanoisai. Likelev tashlichanoisai. What does lakelev tashlichanoisai mean? Says Devin Ezra, you know what it means? Back in the day, when people had a herd of animals, the shepherd always had a dog. And the dog's job was to protect the animals against attackers, to make sure that a wolf or a lion or some dangerous animal wasn't going to come and tear these animals apart. So the Torah says that if you go now to your field and you find one of your animals was torn apart, you have a treifa, don't just find any random dog and give it to it. The mitzvah is not likelev, which would suggest any dog, but lakelev. You should give it to the dog. With the, hey, how you do, so to speak. The dog who was responsible for watching this herd, this is the dog that you're supposed to give it to. Rabbi Aaron Grumman of Torah Links, hashtag Lakewood Fellowships, once showed me a beautiful daskein in Bali Toysus. It's right here on this pasuk. He says something unbelievable. He says, you know, when it comes to Akara Satoyev, most people have the idea of, what have you done for me lately, right? So if somebody did you a toiva, you'll be mak a toiv. But this same person could have been really nice, done tremendous amount of chasadim for 20 years. But if he crossed you the wrong way in the last 5 minutes, you know, you're going to have a whole different perspective on it. Ma'atcha HaTorah, says the Das Kenan Bali Tosfos, that this is a very important lesson when it comes to Kafei Toiv. You know why? Because think about it. This dog is the reason that your animal was just torn apart. You had an animal. You were waiting to shecht it. It's worth a lot of money. You come to the field. Now you're not allowed to eat it. What happened? Someone didn't do his job. Who is that? It's the dog. Says the Torah. You know what you're supposed to do with the animal. Like Kalev Tashlichanoisai. To the dog? Yeah. You know why, says the Das Kenim? To be Makir Toiv. And even though your inclination might be the opposite, I'm going to be Makir Toiv now? This dog, that's the reason that I just had this unbelievable financial loss? I'm going to go ahead and give my trade to this dog? The answer is yes. Because even though right now, maybe he didn't have a good day, but he has been your loyal, trusted dog for so long. And as a result, be makatoy for what he did for you, not what have you done for me lately, and as a result, I'm going to punish the dog. To the contrary, now's the time to show the dog that you appreciate what the dog did for you, despite the fact that right now he caused you tremendous financial loss. Either way, on that note, a classic, classic parak. Zok the Mishnah, Elu Trefois Bebehema. The following are a list of trefois, of defects that would render an animal trefa. Now, it's very clear. The Mishnah is talking about trefis bebehema, and we're going to have a very long list of trefis. There's another Mishnah, Nafim Bama Ben Aleph, that discusses trefis ba'if. Either way, trefis specifically bebehema. Number one, nikuvas haveshet. If the esophagus, the veshet of the behema, has a nekev, it has a hole, it has a puncture, that renders it a trefa. Very important Rashi. First Rashi in the Perek, kol nekev b'mashu. Anytime you find the word nekev in Perek Elu trefis, it means a tiny little puncture. Even if it's a mashu, that would be enough to render the trefa. Upsukas hagargeres. Or if the kana, the trachea, was severed. And this is something we know already from learning the first two prekim of Masechtas Chulin, that how a veshet becomes a trefa versus how the kana becomes a trefa is very different. The veshet, any little puncture, makes it a trefa. When it comes to the gargeres, chatzi kana pogum is still kosher. Right? If half of the kana was severed by a thorn or by anything, it's still going to be kosher. It's only if the majority of the kana, majority of the width, Rashi says, was severed, that it becomes a trefa. So when it comes to the veshet, it's nekuvas haveshet. Even a nekiv in the veshet makes it a trefa. When it comes to the gargeres, which is the kana, it has to be psukas hagargeres. A nekiv in and of itself will not make it a trefa, but it has to be a psuka. Psuka means the majority of it was severed. Nikev krum shel moyach. If the membrane that surrounds the brain of the behemo was punctured, again, nikev, even if it's a kol shehu, that would be enough for it to be a trefa. Nikev halev lebeis chaloli. Or if the heart was punctured, and the puncture went into the chamber of the heart. Nishbara hashedra, if the neck bone of the animal was cracked, v'nifsach achutshala, and the spinal cord was torn. Rashi says that nishbara hashedra is not really important. What matters is nifsach achutshala. We're focusing on the spinal cord, we're not focusing on the neck bone. Rashi says, ordinarily, if the spinal cord is torn, it would mean mean that the neck bone was broken. But it's not nishpura hashedra that renders the animal a treifa, it's nifsak achutshala that renders it a treifa. Nitel hakoved, if the liver of the animal was removed, and there's nothing remaining of it. We'll see more about that in tomorrow's stuff. Hareya shenikva, the lungs that were punctured, or part of the lungs are missing. Reb Shimon says it's not enough for the puncture to just touch the lungs, but rather we're going to see later in the Gemara that there's bronchi that's attached to the lungs. We don't have to know what that means for now. And according to Reb Shimon, if the neck if goes into the symphonies, then it's a problem. But if it's merely touching the lungs, then it's not a problem. Nikva hakeva. So an animal, and this is important, has four stomachs. The keres, the base hakoisois, the hemseis, and the keva. So if the keva, which is the fourth stomach, if you're counting, so the keva, if it has a nekev, that would make it into a treifa. Nikva hamor, if the gallbladder has a nekev, that would make it a treifa. Nikvu hadakin, if the intestines have a nekev, that would make it into a treifa. Hakeres haprimis, what about the keres? That's one of the other four stomachs. So if it's the keres haprimis, we'll see what that means in the Gemara. She nikva, that was... that has a nekev of a mashu, or if it's not the keres hapnimis, but rather it's the keres hachitzoyna, over there, nikva won't make it a treifa, but it has to be nikra ruba. The majority of it has to be torn. Rabbi Yehuda says that if it's the keres hachitzoyna, then the sheer treifa is not nikra roiv, but rather it depends on the size of the animal. Hagdoyle, if it's a bigger animal, tefach, vaktan, if it's a small animal, beruba, then the halacha is going to be roiv. Hemseis ubeis hakoiseis. Those are the other two of the four stomachs. So we had the keva, the keres, now we have the hemseis and the beis hakoiseis. Shenikvu, so they're lumped together as one. If there's a hole, lachutz, on the outer wall, it's going to be a... treifa, if it's on the inner wall is where the hemseis and the beis hakoisis are attached. So if that wall has an active, it doesn't make it a treifa. It's only if it's the outer wall that has the puncture that it's a treifa. Nafam and agag, if an animal falls off a roof, the halach is, it's a treifa. Rashi says that there's a whole halacha, the Gemara is going to discuss it in the coming dafin of how you treat an animal that falls off the roof. You have to wait me'eis leis, you have to wait 24 hours, you have to make sure that this animal lives to tell the story. If it survives me'eis leis, then it's going to be okay. If it was shachta me'eis, if you shechted it immediately, that's when it's going to be a problem. Nish dabru reiv tzoyseh. If the majority of the ribs of the animal broke, it's a treifa. Drusa sazev. That's ubasa basada treifa loisachero. If it was clawed by a zeev, the halacha is it's too going to be a treifa. Rabbi Yehuda says drusa sazev bedaka a zeev. A wolf can make a behema daka into a treifa, but it can't make a behema gasa, a larger animal, into a treifa. What kind of animal would have to claw the animal when the animal's a behema gasa in order to make it a treifa? It's drusas ariba gasa. It would have to be something like a lion. Drusas hanetz ba'oif. A small bird can make an oif into a drusa. If it's an oif adak, the drusas agas ba'oif agas. If it's a bigger bird, then it would have to be clawed by a bigger bird. Zeh haklal. This is the rule as it relates to treifas, and this is really the punchline. Kol she'en kamoya chaya treifa. The definition of treifa says the Mishnah is any animal that has a defect as a result of which the animal will not be able to live. The Gemara is going to say that the Tana of the Mishnah holds behema ein achaya, which means that the taich of the last line of the Mishnah, in light of the introduction, is zeh haklal. Kol she'en kamoya chaya. Any animal that has a defect as a result of which it can't live Yud Beis Chodesh, it would make it into a treifah. Where's the remez in the Torah to the concept of a treifah? It's a pasuk in the Torah. No, I know where it says in the Torah treifah. However, the Tana of this Mishnah clearly holds that treifah in Echaya. That was the last line of the Mishnah. So Rish Lakish wanted to know, where is there a remez in the Torah that a treifah is in Echaya? The pasuk that says "Ubasa basa the treifa loisa chelu" doesn't say anything about a mortal defect, a defect where the animal just needs to rehab for a couple of weeks and then is going to be fine. It's not clear in the pasuk of "Ubasa basa the treifa loisa chelu" what exactly we're talking about. And we have this very, very important machlokes with two very strong-minded positions on the two sides. Treifa chaya, treifa ena chaya. So Yishlokesh said, where is this even coming from? I read the pasuk. The pasuk doesn't have any giloy as to treifa chaya ena chaya. So Yishlokesh wanted to know, the man d'amah that holds treifa ena chaya, which is the tan of our Mishnah, zeh klal kol shein kamoy chaya, treifa. So where does he see that? So the Gemara says, the Tani Seifa, say kol kashen kachay treifa, michal the treifa, and chay min olon. So the Gemara says, the Seifa, so it's a chaya asher toichlo. We had this pasuk in the sugya misukenes, in the previous parak. The pasuk, when it talks about animals that are kosher, that you're allowed to eat, it says, v'zois hachaya asher toichlo. And we darshan chaya as in an animal, but also chaya miloshen chayim. Chaya, an animal that can live a chayil, she'eno chaya, loy seichel. So we have this general pasuk that seems to say that an animal that doesn't have the ability to live, you're not allowed to eat. Says Reish Lakish, presumably the man da amar that holds treifa eino chaya held that this pasuk is a reference to a treifa. Now, the fact that you're not allowed to eat a treifa is a mefurish pasuk. Ubasa basada treifa lo yisachelu. But it's a little unclear what that pasuk means. So Reish Lakish says the man da amar that holds treifa eino chaya used that pasuk of v'zoyis achaya asher toichelu as a revelation, as a gilui in how to understand the pasuk of the treifa lo yisachelu. In that pasuk, you see, there's an idea of chaya echol, an animal that can live. You're allowed to eat in a chaya lo yisachel. Presumably, it's explaining the pasuk of treifa. If that's the case, mechal the treifa lo yichay. You see from there that a treifa is not able to live. What about the man that knows that a treifa could live? Again, what does it mean he could live? Not he's going to live forever, but he could live beyond the yud beis chaydish. Nafkele mizois chaya asher toichlu, and we learn from here zois. It emphasis on zois. Chaya acheres loy seichel. However, there's another type of chaya, an animal that can live that you're not allowed to eat. What's this other animal that could live that you're not allowed to eat? Again, it's very sus on the pasuk. So the man that holds a treifa chaya says, oh, it's probably referring to treifa. And if that's the case, you see from here that a treifa could live because zois achaya, this animal that could live, you're allowed to eat. Other animals that can live, you're not allowed to eat, referring to treifa. Again, how do you know? Because we have this pasuk that we don't really know what it means. So presumably, this is coming from the farish that pasuk. And if that's the case, we're describing a treifa as an animal that can live. Thus, you have the source to the mandama that says that a chaya can't, that a treifa is chaya. So both the man da'amah that holds treifa in a chaya, and the man da'amah that holds treifa chaya, learn it from the same pasuk. It says, v'sois ha'chaya asher toichlu. The man da'amah that says treifa in a chaya says, only a chaya toichlu, she'ena chaya loy toichlu, the treifa is an ena chaya. The man da'amah that says that a treifa is chaya, he says, zois ha'chaya, this animal that can live toichlu, but there's another animal that's a chaya that can live. Where the halach is, you're not allowed to. He says the Gemara, "Idchay zois mayavad." The man that holds treifa in a chaya, what does it do with the word zois? In bari leiv chutani v'rabbi Yishmael, chutani v'rabbi Yishmael, zois a chaya asher toichlu. Melamed shetavas a chadash baruch hu mikol min ve. Now the literal meaning of that pasuk, zois a chaya asher toichlu. Again, we went through this a few days ago. But the literal meaning of that pasuk, zois a chaya asher toichlu, is not talking about treifa, right? It's talking about kosher animals. These animals are kosher. These animals are not kosher. So says the Gemara, the man da'amar that doesn't use zois to teach me that a treifa's chaya is going to use the word zois in the more literal context of the pasuk, and it's coming to teach me that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu which animals are kosher, which animals were not kosher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally, tofas HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikol min v'min, Hashem brought animals in front of Moshe, v'hera loy l'moshe, v'abalei, zois echoil, v'zois loy toichal. That's what the zois is. Zois is always referring to, right? You were pointing to HaKadosh Hazeh, Malamit Shehera HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe already showed him that when the moilet looks like this, this is when you're supposed to be Mekadosh l'chodesh. So here too, zois is Hashem pointed to the animals, but it's in the context of the literal meaning of the pasuk, not in the context of the laws of treifa. So luchura, the man dama that holds that a treifa is chaya, how could he learn it from the word zois? Doesn't he too use the word zois to teach me that a kadosh baruch hu was tofas mikol min v'min? The heraloi l'moisha says the gemara ein hachinami. You're right. Elo treifa chaya minole. So the man dama that holds treifa chaya, how does he know treifa chaya? We thought he learned it from the word zois. This animal that can live, you're allowed to eat. There are other animals that can live, that you cannot eat, referring to the treifa, thus you see a treifa is chaya. But if Zeus is coming to teach me something completely different, how does he know that a treifa is chaya? So the Gemara says, Nafkalei mi'idach tana devei Rabbi Yishmael. He learns it from a different braisa, also, by the way, from tana devei Rabbi Yishmael. This is a very important braisa. The tana devei Rabbi Yishmael, bein hachaya hanecheles, u bein hachaya asha loy soicha. So this is a different pasuk. Lahavdu ben atome ben atar, u bein hachaya hanecheles, u bein hachaya asha loy soicha. So you see in the Torah that there's a concept of a chaya which means an animal that can live, that you're not allowed to eat. And what did Tana of Rabbi Shmuel say? What is it referring to? This is referring to the Yud Ches Treifos, the 18 Treifos that was said to Moshe Rabbeinu Mi Sinai. The point is, however, that not the emphasis on the 18, that will be the topic of the rest of the daf. But for right now, before we exhale for a second, so you see from here is that how are we referring to the treifa as a chaya asher lo yiseyachel? Oh, referring to it as a chaya asher lo yiseyachel. So you see clearly that a treifa is chaya. The bottom line is that the first gemara in Perek Elu Treifas deals with this very fundamental shaila, which will come up again, and that is treifa chaya or treifa ain't a chaya. The man that holds, treifa chaya holds, that it's true, there is a defect that's going to cause the animal to die, but it's not imminent. It's chaya. It can live more than yud beis chaydash. The man that holds that treifa ain't a chaya holds, that no, the mitzias is that it's not going to be able to live yud beis chaydash. The question is, what's the nafka mina lahalacha? Whether a treifa is chaya or a treifa is a nechai. So you'll tell me what do you mean. Maybe the nafkamina is very simple. The nafkamina would be, what happens if something changes? What happens if one of the yudches treifos, or one of the 70 treifos, we find out at some later date, maybe because of medical intervention, it allows this animal to live yoysem yud beis chaydash. I mean, what would be if you had one of the treifos, shemanu chazal, and 3,000 years later, medical technology has advanced tremendously for human beings, for animals as well. There's certain interventions, there's certain things that we can now do to a wounded animal or to an animal that's suffering from a medical condition. And as a result of that, the animal's going to be able to live. So the animal has a nekev in its rea, in its lungs. We could do a surgery, we can perform some sort of procedure that's going to allow the animal to live. So, yesh lachkar, should the animal still be considered a treifa, or should the animal not be considered a treifa? So the truth is, the Rambam addresses this in the end of Perek Yud of Hilchas Shechita. Says the Rambam, very important Rambam, and it's important because, as we're going to see, there's a lot of very interesting halacha lemaisa treifa shailas, kosher versus glatt kosher. It goes very much into the whole idea of a chalav stam, right? There's a huge treifa component to the chalav stam situation. So either way, the Rambam says as follows. The aim l'hoisav al treifas eilu klal, that I just listed 18 and then I listed 70, you're not allowed to be moisav on the treifa. Shekol sheyer l'behema l'chaya oy l'oif, chutz mi eilu shemana chach mi adaris harishonim, if any animal, doesn't matter, it's a behema chaya oif, that would have a quote-unquote treifa, but it's not one of the aforementioned. It's not one of the 70. So the halacha is, we have to assume that it could be this animal is going to live. We paskin treifa ein echad. So we could assume that maybe it's going to live, and as a result, it's not a treifa. Then the Rambam says, we don't go based on what we see right now. Meaning, what would be if a new nekev or something that the chachamim were a minor, we know today that if an animal gets this, it's dead. So v'chayra, we paskin treifa enochaya, even though the chachamim didn't list it, you would think in svara that it should be considered one of the treifas. Says the Rambam, no. The ein lahoisef al treifas elu ka. That's perikud halach yud beis. Then perikud gimel, that's the flip side of the coin. Vechein elu shemanu v'amru shehein treifa. Afal pi sheyir midarkei harifua shebiyodenu. Shemiktsasan ein mamisen. Ve'efshe shatichy mehen. Even if the metzias changes, and we find now that the animal could live, ein lecha ela masha manu chacham. The halacha is that it doesn't change anything. Meaning we still view it as a treifa, shenemar al pi ha-toira asher yeirucha. So says the Rambam, we know nishtana ha-metzias. And if that's the case, how does that impact the laws of treifa? Says the Rambam, it doesn't. So anything that the chachamim listed as a treifa is a treifa. Anything that they didn't list as a treifa is not a treifa. And it goes both ways. There's two sides to this coin. Number one, if the Chachamim didn't list something as a treifa, and we know today that something is a treifa, it doesn't matter. It's not going to be counted as a treifa. The flip side, if the Chachamim did list something as a treifa, and because of advanced medical technology, the treifa is no longer a treifa, doesn't matter, says the Rambam. It's still going to be viewed as a treifa. So the truth is that if you have an animal that has a nekev and it can live more than yud beis chaydash, that's neither here nor there. You can't say, oh, we paskin treifa in a chay. And now that we know that an animal can live more than yud beis chaydash with a nekev in the reya or whatever it is, so that's a raya that it's not a treifa. That's not true. Because at the end of the day, what's going to govern Hilchas Treifas are the Mishnayos and the Brises and the Gemaras that we're about to learn. Whatever the Chachamim were Moina, that's a Treifa. Whatever the Chachamim weren't Moina is not a Treifa. There's a Baal Tosif, there's a Baal Tigra. You're not allowed to play and manipulate the Treifas as a result of the fact that things have changed. So again, what's the difference then if a Treifa's Chaya or if a Treifa's Ein Chaya? Say the Rishonim, this is a very important Nafkamina. Nafkamina is what would be if you have a Suffolk Treifa. That's the Nafkamina. If you have an animal, you have a Suffolk right now, whether it's a Treifa, so you're not sure, is it a Nekiv or is it not a Nekiv? We'll see, there's many Shahilas, right? Kosher versus Glock Kosher. That's literally Exhibit A. But you have Shahilas. Is this a Treifa or is it not a Treifa? Say the Rishonim is a very good Eitzah. You know what you could do? Being that we paskin Treifa in a Chaya, let it sit around for Yud Beis Chodesh and let's see what happens at the end of 12 months. If it can live 12 months, be a dua that it wasn't a Treifa. If it cannot live 12 months, then we know that it was a Treifa. So you can't use the Yud Beis Chodesh test for a Vaday Treifa, because a Vaday Treifa is a Treifa. That's a Metzias. The Chachamim said that if something is a treifa, halacha l'mayishim yisinai, it's automatically going to be aser. The fact that it can live more than Yud Beis Chodesh would mean more that nishtana hateva than anything else. And we don't care about nishtana hateva. We care about what was in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. As the pasuk says, al pi atayra asher yerucha, like the Rambam brings. But where it happened, afkemina, as if you had a suffix treifa. If you hold treifa chaya, so you have a suffix treifa, you let it live more than Yud Beis Chodesh, so it doesn't mean anything. Because it could be it's a treifa. I live more than Yud Beis Chodesh. A treifa is anyways chaya. How long would you have to wait? I don't know. But certainly not Yud Beis Chodesh. If your whole treifa ain't a chaya, so then there's a way to determine. You'd sit around for Yud Beis Chodesh. And again, this plays itself out in a lot of the controversial treifa shaylas. Because some of the treifa shaylas that people make a big fuss over really is Suffolk treifa. A lot of these animals live more than Yud Beis Chodesh. And being that we paskin that treifa ein chaya, if an animal can tough it out Yud Beis Chodesh, that could be a raya based on what the Rishonim say to explain the nafkemina lahalacha, whether treifa chaya or treifa ein chaya. Either way, so we just had an important brisa. Tana d'vei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said the pasuk says bein hachaya anachelas ubein hachaya ashaloi seyocha. What's it referring to? Elu shmoyna esrei treifos shenemel lemoish mesina. And there's two important things in this brisa. Number one, Tana Rabbi Shmuel holds treifa chaya. What's the makar to the halachas of treifa hachaya ashaloi seyocha? Chaya means the animal can live. So clearly, Tana Rabbi Shmuel holds that a treifa can live. Additionally, he gave us a list. He counted 18. Now, the truth is, our Mishnah, if you were keeping score, also listed 18. The Mishnah didn't mention 18, but it listed 18. That's important. It says the Gemara, Vesulaka, are there only 18 treifas? Va'ika baskar. You have baskar. Baskar is an acronym for four treifas. The beis, the samach, the gimel, and the resh stand for a specific type of defect, as we'll see. V'shev shmaitzo. That's the other shev shmaitzo. And this is the shev shmaitzo, the seven amorok teachings that dealt with laws of treifa. In other words, it's not 18. It's 29. Right? There's another four, the Baskar, and then there's another seven. There's the Shev Shmait. So the Gemara says like this, Bishleima l'tano didon, Bishleima our Tano, who listed 18, but he never mentioned the number 18. So you could say the Tano Tano, the 18 that he listed, or the Shire and the 11 that he omitted. The Baskar and the Shev Shmaitza asked you, but Zehaklal, what was the last line of the Mishnah? Zehaklal kol she'in kamayi chayi treif. We know Zehaklal is always coming to be marba something. So you know it's coming to be marba? Another 11. Okay, it's interesting. We mentioned 18, and then we have Zehaklal that's marba another 11. But at the end of the day, it's not a kasha. You can't ask me a kasha, because I'll tell you, ton of a shire, or it's included in the Zehaklal. El, ton of Rabbi Shmuel, da'ma yudches treifa. Is he mentioned a number? So once you have a number, you can't say ton of a shire. And he didn't say a Zehaklal. So freak the Gemara. What happened to the Baskar and the Shev Shmaitza? So what are the Baskar and the Shev Shmaitza? What's the base? An animal whose leg was amputated above the joint. So there's a discussion. Does it mean the lower joint of the animal? You can refer to one of the pictures or the upper joint of the animal. But the point for now is that it lost its leg, minar kuva ulamayla, and alach is treifa. So why did Tanit Rabbi Shmuel only have 18? Right? We're assuming that the 18 that Tanit Rabbi Shmuel has is the 18 that we mentioned in our Mishnah. So if that's the case, our Mishnah didn't mention the behemish nechtachu ragla, minar kuva ulamayla. So how come he doesn't have that? So the Gemara says, that holds that an animal that has this defect, you can cauterize the area where the leg was amputated, and the animal is going to be able to live. What's the Gemara's kasha? Who cares that it could live? The man, come on. Who are we going to try to explain the price? The Tanav Rabbi Shmuel. We said Tanav Rabbi Shmuel introduced two very important tenets in the laws of Treifas. Number one, Treifachai. Number two, the number 18. So the Chayra of going to Rabbi Shmuel. Tanav Shmuel, Treifachai is for you. He holds Treifachai. So who cares that a behemoth should nechtach uraglam and arkuval umayla? You know, there's a way to do some sort of procedure that's going to allow the animal to live. At the end of the day, according to Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, if you hold treifa in a chaya, yeah, then this is checkmate. This is a raya that it's not a treifa. But according to Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, that's not a reason, not a factor for it not to be a treifa. So the Gemara says you're right. What we meant to say is that Tanit Rabbi Shmuel holds like a different Rabbi Shmuel Elazar. The Amak Sheiri, who said point blank, it's not a treifa. Bottom line is that the reason Tanit Rabbi Shmuel didn't list the bays of Baskar, the behemish and echgur alam and arkuv alamayla, is simply, practically, push it, because he holds it's not a treifa. How could he hold that? He holds like Shimon Elazar, who holds that it's not a treifa. Fate the Gemara, Ika Chisaroin, the Samach of Chisaroin. This is the Samach of Baskar, Bishedra. The time we learned to the Mishnah, Kami Chisaroin Bishedra. The halacha is that a dead person, is metama ba'oil. But you don't need the entire corpse in the oil in order for the mace to give off tumma. But if you have certain bones, Rav Minyan, so one of the bones, that sumais, that have an ability to be metama ba'ayil, is the shedra. However, the shedra has to be complete. If the shedra is missing some of its vertebrae, then the shedra does not have the ability to transmit tumma. So there's a mishnah that addresses how much kamach yisarim b'shedra does it have to be missing for it to lose its status as shedra for it to be able to transmit to Masmes. Bisham Rabbi Shammai says shtei chulyos, two verbs. So Rabbi Shmuel yachas. Vam Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel. And this is what we need. V'chein l'treifa. That the same machleis Bisham b'Hillel. You see from here that a spinal cord that's missing some of its vertebrae is not nishkan shedra. So if that's the case with regards to its ability to be metame to Masmes, it would make sense with regards to the laws of treifa as well. That means an animal that's missing some vertebrae would be considered a treifa. How much? Machleis Bisham b'Hillel. Bisham two chulyos. B'Hillel one chulyo. But the bottom line is you have another treifa. So how come Tanav Rabbi Shmuel didn't mention that if the shedra is missing some of its vertebrae, that too is considered a treifa? So the Gemara says an answer. Hemseis ubeis hakoisais. In our Mishnah, that's the starting point. That's the 18. We assume that the 18 of Tanav Rabbi Shmuel is the 18 of our Mishnah. So says the Gemara, no, it's a false assumption. Our Mishnah had hemseis and beis hakoisais as two. The Vei Rabbi Shmuel is Chashvinu Bechada, Hemseis and Beis HaKoisos with two of the four stomachs of the animal. And the Mishnah mentioned that if there's a Nekev in the Hemseis, and if there's a Nekev in the Beis HaKoisos, that each one is being considered a treifa. And it was considered two of the 18. Tani Rabbi Shmuel doesn't have it as two, Chashvinu Bechada. As a result, he has one left over. So he's able to include the Chisarim Beshedra. So the Beis of Baskar, Tani Rabbi Shmuel disagreed with the other, Kriplos Rabbi Shimon, it's not a treifa. The Samach of Baskar, he incorporated in his 18. Where is it if the 18 is the Mishnah? No, because the Mishnah has one as two, where Tanav Rabbi Shmuel has it as one. Says the Gemara, Va'iko, you have the Gimel of Baskar Gluda. That's an animal that's missing all its skin. It was flayed. So this animal that doesn't have its skin, it's also considered a treifa. So the Rameir, the Machsher, he holds like Rameir. Again, he doesn't hold the Gimel as a treifa. Here's a Rameir who holds that a Gluda is not a treifa. He holds it's not a treifa. Va'iko Charusa, says the Gemara, I have another one. I have a Charusa, that's the Resh of Baskar. So Charusa is a shriveled lung. Now, Rashi says that really the Gemara says later that a shriveled lung is not a treifa, but that's where it shriveled one way. We're talking about where it shriveled another way, so we'll have to wait for that. But the bottom line is what about the resh of charusa? What about this charusa? So the Gemara says, yeah, really, Tanav Rabbi Shmuel incorporated it. He's going to have to take out one of the 18 in the Mishnah. Mara Mankatani, one of the things that mentioned in the Mishnah was if there's a hole in the gallbladder of the animal, a lot more about the gallbladder in tomorrow's daf, but if there's a hole in the gallbladder of the animal, that would make it a treifa. Tanav Rabbi Shmuel held that that's really a das
yachid. Man ketani la Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Apik mara. He takes out mara v'ayil charusa and he adds charusa. So again, the kasha was 18. L'chari you have four more. You have basker. So at the end of the day, what the Gemara said was two out of the four Rabbi Yishmael holds is not a treifa at all. He holds that a behemah shenechtechu raglam and akuv l'mayil is not a treifa. Savala k'Rav Shimon ben Elazar. He holds that the gluda is also not a treifa. Savala k'Rav Meir de Machsher. As it relates to the other two, he incorporated the other two. How did he incorporate the other two? He took one out. He took out Mara and two of the 18 that we had as two of the 18, he really has as one of the 18, the Hemses and the Beis HaKoises, those are two of the four stomachs. Thus, he has an extra one that he was able to shtop in. Says the Gemara, V'yikoshev Shmaitza. What about the other seven, right? We had two kashas on ton of Rabbi Shmo. We had the Baskar, we had those four, and then we have the Shev Shmaitza, we have the other seven. What about the Shev? So what were the Shev Shmaitza? So the Gemara is going to go through all seven. Domer Rab Masna. Rab Masna said, Hai bukut atma d'sham b'duchte treifa. If the thigh bone gets dislocated, it's the ball of the thigh pops out of the hip. So the halacha is it's a treifa. V'amar rochish bar papa of Hadron fame. Mishmei de Rav in the name of Rav Loksa bichol yach. That's treifa. If one of the kidneys of the animal became sick, Loksa is miloshin diseased. So it became sick. The halacha is something wrong with it. It's like there's an illness of some sort, some kidney disease. It's a treifa. Tanan we learned in a Mishnah Nitel hatchoil cheira. If the spleen of the animal was removed, it's kosher. Stating that we need the next. That's only if it was completely removed. Aval nikev, if there's a nekev, treifa. So that's the third. If the majority of the simonim, as in the simonim, the kana and the veshet, were nekar, they were moved out of place, the halacha is it becomes a treifa. That's four. Fifth one, nekrit sela mi'ikra treifa. If one of the ribs came out of place, it's considered a treifa. Rashi says that even though in the Mishnah we spoke about ribs, we said if most of the ribs broke, there's a difference between the ribs breaking and the ribs being nekar, being removed. If the ribs fall out of place, one rib can render it a treifa. If they break, you need the majority of the ribs. V'gul goylesh and nechbes abarubo, the majority of the skull of the animal was crushed. U'basar ha'chayfa, the last one, esroiv ha'keres, berubo treifa. If the flesh, the flesh that's covering the keres, if the majority of it was torn, that too would make it into a treifa. The bottom line is, you have the Shev Shmaitza, these seven, they all come from Amayram. But l'chayra, why did ton of Rabbi Shmuel not list those other seven? Says the Gemara, short answer. Nekuvi, if you count in the Mishnah, the Yud Ches, that's the starting point, the amount of treifas that are related to a nekev. There's a nekev in the veshet, there's a nekev in the reya, there's a nekev in the lev, there's a nekev here, nekev there. If you count up all the nekevs, you end up with eight. So in our Mishnah, it's eight, right? So the Gemara says, Chashvinu b'chad, he, Ratan of Rabbi Shmuel, only had it as one. If that's the case, how many treifos of the Tan of our Mishnah, the Ratan of Rabbi Shmuel have? His number is really 11. Because what our Tana had as 8, he only has as 1. Apik Shev. See, he took out those 7 Nekevs, right? That the Tana of our Mishnah had. And he removed them. Vayel Shev. And entered the Shev Shmaitza. So we removed the 7 Nekuvos. We replaced them with the Shev Shmaitza. At the end of the day, you end up with your number of 18. But the Gemara says, 2 kashas. Number 1, Ihochi, Oy Bazoi, Psuki Nami Trei Hava, Chashvinu Bechad. There were 2 that were mentioned in the Mishnah as Nifsika. So if that's the case, why are the 2 Nifsikas mentioned as 2? They should be mentioned as 1 as well. Wo did Nifsikas? Psoikas Hagargeres. Number 1, if the Kana was severed, that was 1. And the other one was if the spinal cord was nifsak. So Tanit Rabbi Shmuel took all the nekevs, even though they're 8, and he counted them as 1. And when it comes to the nifsakas, they're 2, he counted them as 2. Because if he counted them as 1, then your vayt are going to be less. Then you're going to end up with 17. Batzaluchada. V'oid, another kash, drabbe vir b'shmeid rav, and nami nekuvahi. One of the Shev Shmaitzes was a nekev. The spleen that has a hole in it, that was the 3rd of the 7, was also a nekev. Now, if you're not counting the nekevs, so that one wouldn't be one either. So it wouldn't be Shev Shmaitza, it would be Shis Shmaitza, right? In Aramaic. It would be Shis Shmaitza. So again, you wouldn't have a full 7. So L'chaira, if you're going to go ahead and you're going to take all the nekevs and you're going to make them into 1, then really what you should end up with is 16. Because Number one, if you're counting the nekevs as one, you should count the nifsikas as one as well. And number two, if you're counting the nekevs as one of the shev shmeitzes can't be counted. So we thought we were going to take out seven and replace it with seven. You took out seven and you replaced it with six. So what you end up with is 16. So the Gemara has a geshmak of teretz. What's the teretz? Elo hanach tarti da'afkes loy tepuk. Two of the baskar. The Gemara had two kashas. For Ika Baskar, for Ika Shev Shemaitza. Had we answered the Baskar, so two of them we said are really included, and the other two we say he doesn't know. Savalakir Rav Shimon Elazar with regards to the base. Savalakir Meir with regards to the Gimel. So we assume that the only way to make this Yud Ches work is by excluding and having those two on the outside looking in. But Zakti Gemara, you know what? If we end up stuck and we need to add two, Adarabba, let's bring those two back. We'll put them into our list. We have the base, we have the gimel, we have the whole baskar. As a result, you end up with the same number. You end up with 18. Just one last Gemara. Amar Ula. Ula said, Ches minei treifis, never lo lemoish misin. There's really eight different types of treifis that was said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Nekuva. And he gave you a higher level list in terms of how this works. Nekuva, there are those treifas that are related to nekevs. We saw it's a long list of nekevs. Upsuka, some are based on something that was severed. Netula, sometimes an animal could be a treif because something was removed. Vechasura, or something is missing. Krua, something is torn. Jerusa, it was clawed. That's the ubasu basal the treif for loisecheil. That's the textbook example. Nevfula, or something fell. Shvura, something broke. Why did Ula say this? Lafuke lakusa de rachish bar papa. Because he didn't mention if an animal has a disease, it's suffering from an illness of some sort, that would ever make it a treifa. And rachish bar papa had one hechetimsa where an animal can be a treifa despite the fact that it's not nekuva, psuka, netula, chasura, krua, drusa, nefula, shvura. How is that? It's if it's a lakusa, and he didn't mention lakusa. So obviously you see, lafuke, the rachish bar papa, amar chia bar rav, ches treifis yesh benekuva. There are eight different types of treifis benekuva. If you do the math, im toimer says the Gemara tes. No, it's not true. If you count it, really you're going to have nine. So the Gemara says one of the nine is mara. Mara Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Ketanila, and it's only a dasi yachid. The time you learn to the Brisa, nikva hakeva, nikvu hadakna. If there's a nekev in the keva, that's the fourth stomach. Nikvu hadakna. There's a hole in the intestines. Treifer Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Omer af nikva mara. The point is, it's only a dasi yachid, and from there the Gemara is going to segue into tomorrow's daf, which is going to discuss the shita of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, an animal that has a hole, a nekev mashu in its gallbladder, whether or not it renders it a treifer.